Weeks of unrest in Jerusalem continue as rumours abound that Jesus, the rebel leader executed on Friday, has come back to life. Our correspondent is there now, talking to one of the men who followed Jesus.
Can you give us a background to this story?
Yes. You see, Jesus is the Son of God, and his mission was to die on the cross, then come back to life, to show he is boss over sin and death itself.
So that's what his followers believe?
Yes.
And Jesus told you all this before it really happened?
Yes, he said it.
So for it to be true, Jesus has to come back to life?
Yes.
Are you sure he was dead in the first place?
Yes, as I said to my wife, he was dead as a dodo.
What did she say?
She said, "What's a dodo?" Then I said, "It was a bird." And then she said I'd never seen one. And then I said, "That's because they're all gone." Then we cried lots.
And you were crying because Jesus was dead and the dodos were extinct?
Jesus, of course!
So how do you know he is alive again?
Well, first of all, Mary and Mary saw Jesus in front of the tomb.
And what did they do?
Well, they fell down in front of him and then sang,
"Shine, Jesus, shine!"
And what did he do?
He said, "Sorry, can't stop now. I'm on my way to see my father. But tell the others, I'll catch up with them soon." And sure enough, he did. And he'd been popping up and down for the past 40 days. Loads of us have seen him, and he is most definitely alive.
And where is he now?
Well, we're not expecting any more in-person visits, but we all have to remember that he's the Son of God, alive and kicking in heaven.
And what does this mean to you?
Well, it means everything to me. I know it's true. And I just need to tell everyone that we need to get the message around that Jesus is the Lord of our lives.
Okay, thank you. Back to the studio.
Those very first disciples were so utterly convinced that Jesus was alive that they were willing to spend the whole of the rest of their lives in sharing that truth. Now, would you be so committed to anything if there was any doubt in your mind about its truthfulness? Would you be so committed as to give your life for anything if deep down and behind the scenes you knew it was a hoax or a make-believe? Of course not. These men were utterly convinced that Jesus had died and was, as Gregor put it, dead as a dodo, and then that he was alive. Friends, as I've been reading through the gospel accounts this week, what has struck me time and again is this: even those who were around there at the time, even some of those who were his closest followers, though they were there, though they witnessed these events for themselves unfolding before their eyes, still we read this in the gospel time and again. They didn't believe. Or they struggled to believe. What I want to say to all of you Galatians today is this, or maybe not so much for all of you, but in particular to those of you who struggle to believe. I want to grab your attention for a moment. If you struggle to believe, if you've heard this story about a man who was dead and then alive again, if you've heard this talk of God, and yet it leaves you wondering and struggling to believe, let me reassure you, first of all, that you're not alone. That there are many others who stand with you in struggling to believe. And let me reassure you that even among those who were there, who were right there at the time, there were those who struggled to believe. So I want to say to you, if you struggle with believing that Jesus rose then, don't be too hard on yourself, because even folk who were there found that really difficult. But here's the next thing. What do you need to believe? Do you need faith this big? This high and this wide? Do you need momentous faith to believe in Jesus? Even Jesus himself says no. Faith as big as a mustard seed will do. A mustard seed is just so small that if I was to hold it here, you wouldn't see it. And so I'm reaching out today to those of you who struggle to believe this story, that it was true that Jesus rose again. And I'm saying to you that even if you can grab hold of that a tiny fraction, then God will bless you in your believing. And maybe you're saying, well, I still have many questions and many things to work out. That's okay. All you need today is just a little bit of faith. Just a little bit to believe. In other words, just open your heart to the possibility that this is true and that Jesus is alive and is with us even now. And like a tiny seed that is planted and then springs to life in the spring, maybe you will find that that little bit of faith that you have held on to will be nurtured and will grow and will develop in such a way that it will become your life, as for so many here today and around the world, it has become everything in their lives. The dominating truth that this cross which bore Jesus' body is now an empty cross, and that he is alive and is with us now. Those early disciples, they got the chance to see it with their own eyes, and still they struggled. Folks, I understand you struggle, because you don't get to see it with your own eyes in the same way. Can you find it within your hearts today to have a little bit of faith? Can you open up to believe the possibility that Jesus is alive and with us now? Let's bow our heads. Loving God, you don't make it too difficult for us. You ask us to have faith enough and no more. And even that faith the size of a mustard seed will be enough. And so, Lord, we ask your blessing this morning, especially upon those in our number here today who struggle to believe, who find it very difficult to find space in their heads and hearts for this story. Lord, we know that you are not hard and severe on those who struggle with belief. Rather, you want to reach out to them in love and acceptance and welcome. And so help us each, Lord, to hear today your voice whispering to us that if we will believe even just a little, the little will be enough, and you will take us to yourself. These then are our prayers, and we ask them in Jesus' name. Amen.